This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, presented by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. First off, let's check the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade on Tuesday. September corn closed at $7.79¾ off 3. December at $7.89 off 3¼. March corn at $7.91¼ down 4½. September wheat $8.39¾ off 17. December at $8.58¼ off 17½. And March wheat at $8.67¼ down 18½. September oats closed at $3.68½ off 3¾. December oats also at $3.68½ off 2. March oats at $3.70 down 2. September soybeans closed at, or August soybeans closed at $16.80 up 23¾. September at $16.23½ up a penny and a quarter. November beans at $15.98 off 2¾. And January beans at $15.92¾ off 3. August soybean meal at $5.30.80 up 4.50. September bean meal $5.06.60 up 1.80. October $4.88.50 up 1.70. And December bean meal at $4.79.40 up 100. Soybean oil, August at $52.83 off 12. September $52.79 off 31. October at $53 even off 31. And December at $53.43 off 32. Let's go to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Wheat futures were pressured by technical trading at the Board of Trade and missed export opportunities. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $7.64 to $7.87. Soybean bids also ended mixed, ranging from $16.23 to $16.36. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $7.79 to $8.04, while soybeans were up 3 to 6 cents at $16.39 to $16.58. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at $7.87 to $8.12. Soybean bids were down 3 to 6 cents at $16.23 to $16.48, while the wheat bids were 16 to 19 cents lower, ranging from $8.09 to $8.38. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at $7.64 to $7.65. Soybean bids ended mixed at $16.63 to $16.68, and the new crop wheat bids for July 13 wheat down 14 cents on Tuesday at $7.77 to $7.87. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 7 cents lower at $7.70 to $7.71. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 2 cents with quotations at $16.52 to $16.68. Soft red winter wheat down 17 cents at 813 to 814, while the Milo lost 2 at 694 to 695. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 754 to 773. New crop soybean bids range from 1562 to 1581. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $7.67 to $8 even, with the new crop soybean bids at $15.72 to $15.98. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $7.70 to $8.09, with the new crop soybean bids at $15.73 to $16.03, and new crop wheat for July 13 delivery bids ended at $7.57 up to $7.97. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Checking our hog ink prices this morning for corn delivered to Greenfield. August corn at $7.85. September corn $7.86. For corn delivered to Scottville, August $7.77. September $7.86. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, August beans at $16.40, September $15.84, and wheat delivered to Scottville for August $7.78. You can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office for more information at 217-368-2888. Again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield $7.85, corn at Scottville $7.77. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $16.40. And wheat at Scottville, $7.78. Closing prices on the Merc yesterday: August live cattle at $121.92, up 10. October, $126.90, up 52. December at $128.95, unchanged. August feeder cattle at $142.92, up 147. September at $145, up 232. October at $145.80, up 232. August lean hogs at $91.80, off 15. October at $77.42, up 37. And December at $74.82, off 12. Get back to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, this time for the Cash Livestock Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, August 14th. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts closed 99 cents lower. Carcass-based price range, $82 to $86.49. Weighted average, $83.35. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 14,200. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was 1 to 2 higher, 57 to 62, with Illinois direct slaughter sows $2 higher. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds from 26 to 31. 450 to 550 pounds at 28 to 34. Over 550 pounds, 30 to 34, with a few up to 36. Today's estimated receipts, 1,300. Monday's actuals, 1,175. Pork carcass cutout, 9,303, and that is up 67 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection. Hogs for today, 419,000. Last week, 411,000. A year ago, 416,000. Week to date, 835,000. Cattle for today and last week, both 128,000. A year ago, 129,000. Week to date, 250,000. Box beef cutout values were sharply higher on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 104 fab loads with 48 trim. Choice, $189.21. That is up $2.32. Select, $181.84, and that is up $2.42. There will be no auction reports for the Fairview Livestock Auction or the United Producers Auction down in Shelbyville due to the reporters being absent. At the Arthur Hay Auction on Monday, 1,011 bales sold. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay traded 50 cents to $1.50 higher, with grass hay 75 cents lower and wheat straw $1 to $1.50 lower. Alfalfa premium quality small square sold from $8.50 to $10.50. Good quality at $7.25 to $7.85, with large squares 2x3s at $81 to $82.50. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality small squares at $10.10. Good quality at $7. Alfalfa clover grass mix premium quality small squares traded at $7, with alfalfa clover premium quality small squares at $8 to $8.50. Clover grass, good quality small squares at 5.25 to 7.5. Orchard grass, good quality large rounds, 5x6s at 100. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at 4.5 to 6.25. Large rounds, 4x5s at 50. Wheat straw, good quality small squares traded from $2.25 to $2.75, with large squares 3x3s at $25 to $30. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show presented by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Street in Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Total Confidence Pricing is going on right now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet, and if you don't love it, you can return it. Pre-owned inventory is low, and they're giving top dollar for trade-ins, or they'll buy your vehicle from you, only until September 4th at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, where they're not just about trucks, they're about community since 1946. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Radar weather brought to you by M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service Crop Specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company Crop Specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Pretty quiet morning across mid-Illinois. We're in for sunshine with a high of 90 today. Partly cloudy tonight, low 68. Then a 60% chance for some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night. The Thursday high should be about 88, the overnight low 60. Partly sunny, cooler on Friday with a high of 78. Clear skies Friday night, low 55. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday should be dry. For Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures between 75 and 80. And then back into the mid-80s on Tuesday. Overnight lows pretty much in the 55 to 60 degree range. Right now, pressure rising, not much of a breeze. And 57 degrees at the Weather Center. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And that brings us to part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Well, yesterday, WSMI's Tim Mize talked with Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions. Hudson talked about his impressions of the markets early in the trading week.
Well, you know, we're still trying to digest some of the numbers from last week, and I think what's happened, at least early on this week so far, is, you know, on Friday we got a pretty bullish report on corn. The USDA slashed the yield estimate down to 123.4, but along with that came a large slash in the demand side of things as well, and that was very well expected. You know, I think we are undoubtedly rationing some demand up here, but I still think we haven't really seen the worst of that yet. I still believe prices would need to go higher in order to actually have those numbers come true as far as the cuts they made to the demand side. They have slashed ethanol exports feed, but we continue to see the ethanol grind at a pace of 85-plus million bushels a week. We're actually hearing reports now of ethanol plants in the north bringing corn upriver to grind it because it's a little bit cheaper because they got new crop bushels coming out from harvest down there. So with that going on and that being said, are we really rationing as much demand as we need to? The problem with the market is right now is I think a lot of people are leery to buy it up here. They worry about the government changing an ethanol mandate or doing something with the RFS. And I think those fears and the fact that we've really shaved a lot of the market participants out here in the last 6 to 12 months with this whole IMF Global thing and then the PFG thing. So I think there's just a lot of people that fear buying it, and they're not going to unless they absolutely have to, and that's when you could finally see some panic buying. I still think we got to see some higher prices to come, but with a poor close on Friday, I think what we saw yesterday, especially pertaining to the corn market, was a little bit of follow-through technical selling. The question now remains is how deep does this retracement get, or is it going to be shallow like we've seen in the past, and we continue an uptrend higher.
Is the rain that's fallen here the last few days, is that something that could affect the price?
Yeah, I think a little bit, but more so with the soybeans. I think it's too little too late for the corn in many areas out here. Some areas out there that have irrigation or have hung on long enough for some reason, or they've caught rains, you know, in a timely fashion and just kind of got lucky in some pockets, I think it could help a little bit with grain fill. But so far what we're hearing is not only bad yields but bad test weight in the corn as well. If stuff is being chopped, you know, they're guessing these yields between, you know, 125 or 180, for example, and they get out there and it's between 60 and 80 bushel instead. And I don't think the market has fully realized that. And I think when the combines really begin to roll and there's more reports about this this low test weight issue, I think you're going to have maybe a little bit more of a market reaction. People will finally begin to realize how bad the situation could be and really start to understand that, you know, even being at a 123.4, we could be significantly lower than that yet. and maybe it's closer to a 110. And we also have the issue of harvested acres. The USDA cut about 1.5 million of harvested acres of corn out in this last report. But if you think about all the acres out there that have either been mowed over, dissed under, or chopped in some way, shape, or form, whether it's in the east or the west, western corn belt, there's a lot more acres, I think, that we could still come and yet to see cut out of that. I think the rains are going to help the beans more than anything, but you know, there may be some areas out there where it's going to be too little, too late in the beans, and I think it's hard to notice, or hard not to notice, that the weather pattern seems to have changed here. You know, we're not; it doesn't look like we're going to get a lot of rain, but definitely some cooler temperatures, and you wonder here, if you do have some new growth on some beans, what is our risk here? If the weather pattern has changed, we get some Arctic airflow down here, how is that going to affect things? And, you know, an early freeze would just be the icing on the cake after a year like this.
How is the planting season in Brazil possibly going to affect the price?
Well, one thing that's interesting is to note here, and this is pertaining to Brazil, is farmers are estimated to have sold about 42% of their new crop production already. Now, that's compared to about 12% last year and 11% on average on this date. So they've made a lot of forward sales. So they've used these opportunities, you know, rallying market to do that. And that's very reflective in the spreads. We don't see the March or the May contract in soybeans in 2013 near of a premium as what these front months are. And that's because they are expecting a crop out of South America. But, you know, it's not in the bag down there yet either. There are some thoughts that if we shift weather patterns, it'll be better for them as it will be for us going into next year. But if that doesn't happen, we still have problems. And from what I've seen here, at least in the short term, there are some areas that are expected to receive between 4 and 6 inches of rain in some areas. So if you got some problems for planting, it could get the market all riled up again. And with as much crop has already been sold, you may have a lack of hedge pressure between now and the next 6 months in that respect.
And I guess really, farmers around the world, they really need South America to be able to come through with a crop, don't they?
Well, they certainly do, because if they don't, now you're talking about a whole new gap that we've got to fill in, you know, bridge a gap between. And I think that's more troublesome for the corn market. I do think, you know, you're going to see, you know, a big need to have the corn acres down there. But I think the soybean acres are really what we're going to see a huge increase in. And you may have as much of an 8 to 10% increase in acres in 1 year from down there. And that would be the largest increase in acres in probably over a decade in South America on the soybeans. So it's something to keep an eye on. But I just don't know if you're going to gain what we need to in corn. And on top of it, if they don't have good weather for either of them, again, now we have a bigger gap to bridge, and we have to wait for our crop again from next year.
And finally, Sam, just real quickly, could you talk a little bit about wheat prices and where those could wind up?
You know, I think the wheat report last Friday was probably, you know, a little more surprising than some of the other two. It seems that we've got an ample supply of wheat, but there is a lot of debate on how much is actually going to come out of the Black Sea area. And there's been a lot of debate out there. They've continued to advertise that they're not going to have any export bans or tariffs or taxes or anything in that area of the world. But you just wonder if that can continue, because there's a lot of people that will argue that the crop is a lot smaller than they're advertising it to be. And with the production problems around the world and the fact that wheat has been so competitive as a feed alternative to corn, we're going to continue to see pretty good wheat demand. So if we start to see these weather problems and, you know, we really can't replenish that supply, and with corn prices still staying quite elevated, you know, we could still have some problems with the wheat numbers around the world. But usually that's not a huge issue. It's usually we've got enough wheat, but it's not necessarily in the right spots, or it's not the right quality wheat. So we just got to keep an eye on that. But I think the world weather and the fact, you know, that it's going to be a follower of corn, I think it's really going to be on the coattails of the corn market. And if you can pick that, I think you can pick your wheat.
Sam Hudson from Water Street Solutions, and part two of the Farm Show continues in just a moment.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has an exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
In other farm news, RFD's Rita Frazier reports on the effect the drought has had on legacy farms in Montgomery County.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting your agriculture news here on WSMI. Well, many livestock farm families will be exhibiting this week at the Illinois State Fair, despite their drought concerns at home and course, the big issues facing them with feed and water getting through this summer and fall. We talked recently with Jordan Rupert of Legacy Farms in Montgomery County. Jordan's family, of course, involved in so many aspects of the beef industry. And you think about what you're going to do to go forward.
Like I said, we're trying to explore our options. My sister and her my brother-in-law, they put up silage, so they're going to be okay with that. They're going to try to maybe put up some more this year. And then, but like with my brother and stuff, he tries to background some dairy calves and stuff to feed. But when you're looking at trying to pencil out, you know, $8-$9 corn to try to feed these things and to finish out cattle, and when you talk with ADM and Decatur and stuff, they're really nervous about where they're going to get their corn from, and even to make to gluten and byproducts and everything. So they're just not going to be a whole lot of feed source out there. So we're trying to really figure out exactly what we're going to do moving forward and how many numbers we can stand and to keep. I mean, because if you go $10,000-$15,000 in debt just to buy the hay and stuff to maintain this year, how much is that loss going to have to carry forward? How many years are we going to have to carry forward with that in order to justify keeping how many number of head we have? So there's a lot of sit-down time and a lot of, like I said, a lot of roundtable discussion that's going on. And I'm sure that's not just in our family, with everybody's family at this time.
No doubt about it. And usually this time of year when you and I are talking, we're both pretty excited about the Illinois State Fair starting. What are you hearing from the show circuit? And, you know, how are you guys going to head into, you know, the state fair?
We're going to press forward with, you know, going to the state fair. I mean, you work all hard all year long, you know, getting these livestock ready for it and everything. So, I mean, I don't think that's going to really change in terms of how many numbers are going to be up there, but it's definitely the mood of the farmers and the ranchers, so to speak, is not of a cheery one. I mean, everybody just, you know, like I said, just sits around and, well, you know, what are you guys going to do moving forward and everything? And one thing that we haven't really even talked about yet is in terms of conception rate, and, you know, what kind of conception rate are we going to have this fall, you know, when we preg check our cows because of the heat. We had, you know, record heat in March, and all the way, it seemed like all year long, and with those type of heats, it's just really hard to get livestock bred. So not only are we going to maybe be cutting back in terms of our overall numbers, but next spring, how many of our cows, you know, that we planned on having aren't going to be having anything because of the numbers. But to get back to your question in terms of state fair, like I said, we're always excited for the state fair, but I just hope it's not 110 like it has been all July.
It's Montgomery County's Jordan Rupert with Legacy Farms, a great example of one of the hardworking exhibitors you'll see at this year's Illinois State Fair. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thanks, Rita, and that's part two of the Farm Show brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.